This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another devastating victory by Project Veritas. They deserve bullets for prizes. That'd be an insult from the corporate media.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want to stop tyranny?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The real reward is dominating with the viewers and listeners and changing the world. We're not offering utopia, but turning away from conscious, psychopathic government, dumbing people down, making them poor, promoting racism, turning people against each other, back towards prosperity, back towards God, back towards Renaissance, back towards sanity, back towards common sense. Here's a few of the clips of the latest Project Veritas bombshell with Van Jones saying Russia's a nothing burger. No kidding. Here it is.
Hey, man. We met in Palm Springs a few years back.
You good?
Yeah. How you been? What are you doing? What do you think's going to happen this week? I mean, with the whole Russia thing.
Yeah, the Russia thing is a big nothing burger.
Really? You don't think that...
There's nothing there you can do. Yeah, the Russia thing is a big nothing burger.
Really? You don't think that...
There's nothing there you can do.
CNN's response, quote, CNN stands by our medical producer, John Bonifield. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and embrace it, unquote. Good, because Bonifield says he was not alone in his cynicism for the news business. And Dan Jones agrees with him that the Russia story is bold.
So I love the news business, but I
find it so
I'm
fascinating.
I'm very cynical about it. At the same time, so are most of my colleagues.
Yeah, it's like,
not alone.
Really?
The organization is reeling. The president is posting headlines about our investigation. And even mainstream media is paying attention. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a recommendation to all.
There's a video circulating now, whether it's accurate or not. I don't know, but I would encourage everybody in this room and, frankly, everybody across the country to take a look at it.
So there you have it. Van Jones admits the Russia story is just a nothing burger. Bonifield says it's all about ratings. The White House is telling everyone to go watch the videos. The media for years has gotten away with manufacturing consent. People are fed up with the emptiness and the artifice that pervades our media. Well, I'll tell you something. Change is coming, whether CNN likes it or not.
Great job, O'Keefe, yet again. All right, in closing, Doug Hagman of HagmanReport.com. What can all of us do right now? This is a time of maximum effort. History is being determined. We're at the classic crossroads, aren't we?
The rhetoric from the left, the violent rhetoric from the left, from the progressive, the mental midgets over there, the people like Lapone and Johnny Depp and the idiots that espouse the violence, right along with the people like Van Jones and John, the CNN producer, John Bonifield. All of these people are responsible and will have blood on their hands for the civil war that we're in. And speaking with Matt Bracken yesterday, we are in a civil war. It's an ideological civil war, and it's going to turn into a shooting. Well, it really has already turned into a shooting war with the Hodgkinson assault.
No, I agree. Doesn't that mark kind of the shot heard around the world?
Yeah, I think so. So, and of course, you've got Kathy Griffin holding up the severed head of Donald.
They're losing the intellectual fight. Now they want a physical fight with the classical group that are the killers. That doesn't sound smart.
Watch this summer. I do believe that at the and this, of course, is what the handlers want. They want this civil chaos, this civil unrest, and they're going to get it. I'm afraid they are. Just simply because I think the honest, conservative, Bible-believing, Christian, evangelical, Bible, guns, borders, language, and culture, as Mike Savage says, I think they're fed up, and enough is enough. And we have to fight back. We have to take a stand and say, not one more step, not now, not again.
That's right. They're trying to sexualize the children, trying to bring the radical Muslims in. It is just, they're insane. Doug Hagman, thank you for your great insight. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Now, I've got more of those press hearings I didn't get to, more of the Project Veritas. James Leslie Rawl is joining us. Mike Cernovich coming up with breaking news.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, I'm opening the phones up on any subject, any issue, agree, disagree, whatever you want to cover. Toll free number to join us. Start lining up if you'd like. Love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, I want to be absolutely crystal clear. I'm not Oprah Winfrey up here handing out car keys to free cars to 100 people to create the illusion that she's doing that for her whole audience of tens of millions. I'm not up here saying that we're entering some perfect nirvana or after the battle of Gudurdamarong Valhalla. I guess it'll be Ragnarok in the book of Gudurdamarong. I'm simply saying mainstream media, corporate spin doctors that had people in a trance and were able to bully and intimidate the people of the world into submitting to globalism has no credibility and is in free fall and is imploding and is being routed. And Trump, whether you think he's a good guy, an opportunist, whatever the case is riding that wave and delivering on bringing sovereignty back to the country. Does that mean we agree with every policy he has or can't get stuff through on a tax cut or having trouble getting rid of Obamacare? Took Obama 2.5 years to pass Obamacare. Trump can't do it in 6 months. We say he's the devil. He's trying. The plans they've got are better. They're certainly not perfect. Our whole health care system's been taken over. Now you got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, admitting today the plan is single payer. Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the main architects, said the plan was to bankrupt it. The controlled demolition of the economy, Cloward and Piven, that's their plan. It's not like they're demolishing some old rotting barn. They're demolishing the most successful system ever and trying to replace it with something like they have in Venezuela. No, thank you. So all I'm offering is not destroying ourselves. What I'm promoting is common sense. And you know what? It's hard for them to bet against that. That's why they are in conniption fits in every establishment publication, from the Atlantic Monthly to the Nation to the Financial Times, saying, how do we shut Alex Jones down? They've already tried to infiltrate. They've already tried sex operatives. They've already gone after my family. They've done everything. And they just realize, I'm not changing course. I just get stronger under all this. But remember, they want to intimidate you. They think because they're showing me under attack, or Trump under attack, or Grudge under attack, or Stephen Bannon under attack, that you'll think, oh, I'll be under attack if I stand up. No. You'll meet friends. You'll meet great people. You'll have more opportunities. 9 times out of 10, fighting tyranny is an open door. Fighting tyranny is a positive. Does it mean you don't run into some problems? No, you do. But it doesn't matter. Where is the animating contest of liberty? Where is it where you take it personal that they've decided in big Ford Foundation boards and psychology boards 67 years ago they're going to sexualize your children? Because they can sexualize them, then the marketing sticks. If they do it with trauma, with sex, or sexualization, then the weird politics can be brought in. That's why they try to sexualize. It's abuse, trauma-based mind control. They admit all this. They admit they want to bring in Islam. They admit they want to destroy the engine of free society. It's why Soros calls his system the open society. It's the opposite. So James Wesley Rawls is with us. I wanted to get him on, former Army intelligence officer, best-selling author, runs the biggest survival blog out there, survivalblog.com. Highly respected by a lot of the folks that I respect. Always love having him on. I wanted to get him on just to ask, and it's funny because Nico walks in and goes, yeah, you want him on every month. He's on. He wants to talk about Civil War, Antifa, parallels from the 70s and 60s, and where things are going, and that's exactly why I want him on. Not just every 6 months, but every month now, because things are intensifying, and clearly they admit they want a violent civil war. It's not us speculating. They think they're going to start some COG, and I have a video we're going to play at the bottom of the hour before your calls of leftists so pathetically out trying to march and do sit-ups and prepare for combat to defend themselves. What they really mean is when they swing a biclock at your head, you fight back. That they mean, how do you like? And, of course, the training is learning how to sneak up on somebody with a bike lock. I mean, that would be the real training. But I think this is the beginning of their awakening. They've been so domesticated that believing they're going to fight us may make them man up to enough of a level to see how domesticated they've been. Because I don't know anybody who's really competent, long-term, who is totally into evil. You might be a mercenary. You might have done some bad stuff early on. Then you destroy yourself with guilt for what you were involved in. But most of the people that are really running things are like these spiritually, but also physically, hunchback pedophiles, really ugly demon creatures. Look at who surrounds Hillary, because she only wants ugliness around her. I don't mean ugly people are bad enough themselves. There are beautiful people that are physically ugly. I mean, with the globalists, though, it is an archetype of the Wicked Witch. I'll get you and your little dog, too. These things must be done delicately, my pretty. And so that's why they want us to be fallen like they are. Not like we aren't fallen, but they fell even further and broke their back a few times on the way down. So they're crawling and want to pull us down with them. But that's it. And it's in their literature. It's who they are. They are the scum of the disreputable earth. And those of us that aren't innately evil and innately scumbags and innately jealous, somebody's got a gorgeous wife, beautiful, whatever, great literature, I admire them. You play the guitar great, I admire them. I don't hate somebody because they can play the guitar. And I've always been blind because I'm not a selfish, envious person. I don't realize how it rules so many others. And I'm not talking about how moral I am. Rage, lust, I've got those better than the devil. All I'm telling you is I don't have envy. I don't have jealousy. And it blinds you to what drives them. So James Wesley Rawls, a great psychology expert on this. Where are we at this current juncture? Do you agree with me that we're seeing devastating human awakening to the globalists? Huge events, but I can feel, though, their counterstrike is going to be insane, wild, and very dangerous.
Well, Alex, I think you asked where we are. I'd say we're about 1967 right now. If you look back to the 1960s and the radicalization of what started out as an anti-draft, anti-war movement, it all got started very peacefully with a group called the Students for a Democratic Society, SDS. And those protests grew more and more violent, and a lot of the people that were involved got increasingly radicalized. And then starting in the late 60s, 67, 68, 69, you saw splinter groups come off of the anti-war movement.
The Weathermen. But don't you agree, though, we're going to see an acceleration of the radicalization?
I think so. In fact, I think it can happen much more rapidly because of the rapid dissemination of information and because of the indoctrination that so many young people have had through the public school system.
And now mainstream media working in the trauma-based control. So let me ask you this. How accelerated is the compression, and what's your forecast?
I think within 2 years, we'll probably see overt terrorism coming out of groups like Black Lives Matter and the Antifa movement. And an amazing parallel is that if you look at the late 1960s, the real ringleaders of the terrorist campaign that took place then was a mixture of disenfranchised inner-city blacks and ultra-privileged, college-educated whites.
And so we see heirs advising Obama. They're literally running the same Saul Alinsky plan, but the 21st century.
Right. I think we're going to see them get rapidly radicalized and very rapidly transition into overt terrorism. And I think their first terrorist attacks will probably be in the cyber world. And probably then followed by overt bombings, kidnappings. If, you know, a lot of your listeners who weren't born when we were, anyone born after about 1965 or 68, probably does not remember this whole period of time. But in the late 60s and the early 70s.
Same deal. Random cop killing, bank robberies, kidnapping.
Right. Airline hijackings, assassinations, kidnappings, the whole works. And they got very commonplace. In fact, one of the standing jokes was about airline hijackings. And I remember one of the jokes when I was a kid was some guy getting on a bus and saying, "Take this bus to Cuba." Well, because there were so many hijackings that ended up in Cuba. And a lot of those people are still on the lam, even to this day, some of them living in Africa, some of them living in Cuba. That whole generation is still alive, but that whole mentality.
And by the way, that famous lady, I forget her name, right, the cop killer that went to Cuba, she's the admitted spiritual founder of Black Lives Matter.
Right. There's a book that I highly recommend. It was written by a gent named Brian Burroughs, Brian with a Y, and it's called Days of Rage. And it details what happened in the late 1960s and the early 70s with the radicalization of groups like the Black Panthers, the Weather Underground, the Black Liberation Army, the BLA, the FALN, which was a Puerto Rican splinter group, and, of course, the Symbionese Liberation Army with
Patrick. I agree with you, but I think it's going to be 20 times bigger than the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I think, as you said, it's compressed, but I think the shooting of Scalise and all of this is the beginning. I understand he's a lone wolf, but I think with this ambient brainwashing for violence, it's the terrorism is being directed just like Al-Qaeda or ISIS does it from a central deal, and then random people pick up on it and follow the blueprint. So, I think it's already started.
It refers to them as self-radicalized.
Exactly. So I think we're already seeing it then.
But the tempo could increase very rapidly, and because of some of the technologies that exist, we have things like cyber warfare. We have mycotoxins. We've got off-the-shelf quadricopter drones, for example.
Yeah, so one of these people could get a job at a major restaurant.
Combine some of those technologies to create a really potent mix where you could have terrorist events just kind of appear to be spontaneous, but they could be very well orchestrated and devastating.
So what you're saying is the organizational mode is what's coming.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be a mix. There's going to be some top-level ideological motivation.
Well, let's talk about how to stop this, then. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to play the clip I haven't gotten to yet that I've been mentioning. Leftists prepare for war with new self-defense training club. But, you know, you can make jokes about that. That's where this is now growing. We're huge. pools of ideologues that really believe who they're bombing and shooting and attacking, you know, all deserve to die and are all terrorists, or they would say kill Trump's family. They've got pools of these weak-minded people to then radicalize and wind up. And I just wonder how long they're going to get away with this, because I see what Prime Minister May's doing over in the UK, saying we're going to restrict free speech, we're going to have more surveillance, but you're going to let Muslims still come in? And then she has Ramadan celebrations. I mean, I'm sorry, the Muslims aren't compatible. I can't move to any of their countries as a Christian and live. I can be a contractor on a compound, but if I go preach the Bible anywhere, unless it was Syria or Libya, I guess they would let you, but that's why we took them over, the radical Muslims will kill you. Anyways, I'm digressing. James Leslie Rawls, survivalblog.com, former Army intelligence bestselling author, predicted much of what we now see unfolding. We know the radicalization's happening. Hell, they want a summer of rage right now funded by Soros. I agree with you, it's going to intensify. Let me ask you this. How do we thread the needle and deal with this, but without getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution? Well, I think if you've declared yourself a communist or a globalist, you now are not a U.S. citizen. You have declared yourself that you're not a citizen. You've declared yourself a citizen of this global corporate piratical enterprise. And so I think at that point we need laws to deport people, taxpayer funded, to the country of their choice. I mean, let them go to Liberia. Let them go to Venezuela. Let them go to North Korea. I mean, if you want to overthrow things and you're trying to organize this garbage, not to take over the government to enforce the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which is your right, but to overthrow it, then we have a duty. I mean, I don't have fantasies about killing these people or fantasies about them being arrested. It's really dirty, dangerous work that we could become corrupted by. But my gut and my intellect tells me with a family and four children in this country, we can't just sit by with a clear and present danger. What do you say?
Well, I have to agree with you to an extent. Just before the break, we were talking about the leadership of the Antifa movement, and the ideological leadership is actually coming from the George Soroses and the Hillary Clintons.
Exactly.
And but at the stormtrooper level, the real foot soldiers of the movement, unfortunately, what we're probably going to see is a leaderless resistance movement, which is very hard to penetrate, very hard to track, very hard to predict. And
exactly, it's just useful idiots that kind of reach a moment. And then they're pregnant with their hate, and their belly button pops out, and they go out and carry out the attack.
Well, yes, and we've already seen it. I think Hodgkinson was just a precursor of what we're going to see with a lot of younger Americans who are.
I agree. He was just the tremor. So, how big's the quake?
I think it'll be huge. And unfortunately, we're talking about a whole generation of young people without moral compunctions and with a lot of cyber skills. So, again, I think the first attacks will be cyber warfare attacks. And then they're likely to use other off-the-shelf technologies, things like drones, for example, quadricopter drones. And
mini EMPs. I know the mini EMPs are a big threat. Could you get a nuclear reactor with one of those?
Achievable as well. But I think they'll probably go for attacks on the infrastructure, and they will go for the biggest bang for the buck, basically.
So don't we have a moral responsibility to identify them and move against them?
Well, yeah, certainly we have to point out what's happening, and we need to hopefully have a counter to them that won't end up destroying the Bill of Rights in the process. Unfortunately, we have a situation where the government tends to overreact to situations.
Exactly. So the overreaction can be a dangerous threat to them. But then isn't the answer decapitation of the leadership of these groups that openly are criminals and calling for it? Aren't we morally responsible to start indicting these people?
Well, I think some indictments at high level would be appropriate. But again, the groups have already started radicalizing, and they're going to be splinter groups.
So they're already wind-up toys, already self-replicating.
Right, and it'll be leaderless resistance, which is very hard to infiltrate, very hard to counter. And, you know, in the military, we often talk in terms of threat spirals. And a really good example that's analogous was what happened with roadside bombs in Afghanistan and Iraq, where the terrorists would set up IEDs, improvised explosive devices, and touch them off and try to blow up military convoys, because our convoys were pretty tough. You know, they were very heavily armed, and if you were to take on a convoy with just small arms and RPGs, you'd lose. So they resorted to roadside bombs. And then they very quickly, courtesy of the Iranian government...
Stay there. Let's talk about that. They started perfecting what they were doing, upping their game.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know what's crazy? I don't say this like it's some big cred for myself, or I mean, it's just a fact. I found it so offensive when the KKK would come to Waco or San Antonio or Austin. The videos are on YouTube. I mean, I've been to more than 15 KKK events to protest them and bullhorn them. And that's because I knew the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the feds were involved. And then some of the people I accused of being feds later came out leading the KKK were feds. I mean, the KKK was super uncool when my dad was a child in East Texas, and his dad came back from World War II, and the whole family had been Democrats. But they weren't involved in the racist stuff. And he said, I'm going to go with Eisenhower and be a Republican. And, you know, they were involved in actually ending that. So it's crazy. I like protest the KKK. My family's involved in, you know, ending the Jim Crow laws here in Texas. and they turn it around and go, Alex Jones is deeply racist. And then CNN runs the headline, former KKK leader praises Trump for appointing Bannon, and they put Alex Jones under it. And people pick that up thinking I'm a KKK leader. This is the level of deception. And my lawyer goes, yeah, you can sue them, but they don't care. And now they're being sued by Scaramucci for saying he's a Russian agent because we have proof that they knew it was a lie. Well, the Trump administration officials. So people say, well, you better back off. No, I mean, I'm not in the KKK. I have nothing to do with it. And if CNN wants to put that under my name, man, that's their problem. They want to roll Tom Brokaw out and say, I'm deeply racist. Thank you so much for the coffee. I forgot to get that. It smells good. Don't want to do a plug, but it is our southern Mexico high mountain Chiapas. It's basically like Guatemalan, but it's not been over-fertilized, overused, and it's just delicious. So Lake of America coffee, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase of it makes the broadcast possible. But people say to me, like, how are you taking it? I mean, man, what's it like to have Tom Brokaw call you a unalloyed racist, which means a complete racist? And I'm like, I love the part where he didn't show me actually saying anything racist. You know, it's like the great unifier is free market and open society and Christianity, true Christianity that allows you to have freedom. That's where it all comes from. Freedom comes from God. And no, it's like if they call me a child molester. I mean, that's the thing they haven't done yet, but I mean, it's not true. Or call me a rapist, you know, I mean, whatever. Make up whatever you want. That's not who I am. I want to talk to James Leslie Rawls briefly about that. I go to Catherine, Carlos, Jeff, Lynn, Joe, and others. I've got to get him on soon about some of his best-selling novels where he says a lot of stuff you couldn't say in fiction. Briefly, InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. You know, I'm extending it. Sorry, I don't do free shipping, but a few times a year. I'm extending it to the whole month of July. Because we're capitalizing right now. People like sales. We're trying to fund hiring a bunch of reporters, building new studios, a lot of new things in the face of the enemy. And we don't, like, raise prices and then lower them and call it a sale. We keep them at one price, and when we have a sale, it's real. 30% off the toxin and heavy metal system, Z-Shield, amazing, zeolite, shilajit, and more, concentrated, living defense. That's amazing to detoxify. That's 20% off. Free shipping store wide. Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. It's 30% off when you get it with the 50 billion live active strains with our probiotic biome defense. Or just get it 10% off out of the gates. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I know Caveman, top-selling bone broth formula, has been sold out for months. That should be insane. But again, we have the highest standards and the best labs in the country. Because I know I'm a target of the FDA, and I want you to have the best products. But quite frankly, I mean, I want it to work really well, too, so you keep buying it. Wow, what an original thought. I want a long-term relationship with you. I take this. My children take this. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, going back to James Wesley Rawls before we take some calls, other big issues that are front and center for you, your sources, your intel. Do you agree with me that we're seeing massive global awakening? I think Trump's turned the corner on Russia. He's going on the offense. Or what's your gut tell you?
Well, I think we're definitely winning, and we've definitely turned the corner in some areas. But the terrorist threat that's emerging with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and or combinations thereof, I think, cannot be overstated. And unfortunately, if you look back at the history of the late 60s and the early 70s, it was the government counteraction to that that brought us metal detectors in airports and then later metal detectors in federal court buildings. And the logical progression of that just kept going. Now we have a federal agency, the TSA, instead of private contractors running those metal detectors at the airports, and they get more and more intrusive with every passing year.
Well, yeah, look at May's response. I mean, the answer is target radical Islamists and don't let them in, right?
Yes, absolutely. But again, there's already been a degradation of our freedom, and I'm afraid that if we look at the threat spirals that will likely come out of Antifa terrorism, it's probably going to be very detrimental to our personal freedom here in the United States.
Well, expanding on that, that's my next question. I know it's worked in the Arab Spring for Soros. It's worked in Eastern Europe. They're really trying to run the same playbook, but with an armed society with patriots long before we were, you know, out of high school and before we were born, you know, people like Barry Goldwater laying all this out. We've got such a jump on them that as every step of globalism comes true, the patriot movement's credibility is stratospheric right now.
Right.
I mean, don't they get that we've got major jump on them?
But no, I don't think they really appreciate the fact that we outgun them, seriously. And anyone who thinks they're going to try to institute tyranny on this nation is a fool. Because we have a very well
Have they taken our restraint for weakness?
A society that's waking up.
Have they taken our restraint for weakness?
Perhaps they have. And I think that because we have inherent restraint as a Christian nation, they look at our reluctance to meet groups like Antifa toe-to-toe with baseball bats on the city streets as a sign of weakness. It's not. It's a sign of restraint on our part.
Oh, I look at these people. I'm not even the toughest guy around, but, I mean, I could kill – let's just be honest. They're like children. I could take on 20 of these guys. It's not that I'm that strong. They're that pathetic. Have you seen them walk up to a woman and hit her in the head with a bike lock? I mean, these are the most chicken-necked, cowardly little pieces of garbage.
Yeah, it is kind of pathetic, but unfortunately, their next weapons won't be bike locks.
They'll be bombs with nails.
Mycotoxins. And I'll go so far as to make a prediction, and that is that what will come out of this will be a transformation of how public events are held in America.
They're going to use this to shut down the First Amendment public assembly.
Yeah, and I think that just the whole concept of a politician making a speech in open air will become a thing of the past, because all it'll take is one event with a little quadricopter zooming in and exploding over the head of a politician, and you have a downdraft from all those four blades on four rotors on that quadricopter. It's going to blow up a toxin in a 12 to 20 foot radius and kill everyone in that radius. We won't see open air political speeches in this country anymore after that sort of event.
Unbelievable. And again, they're bringing in radical Islam, they're bringing in Orthodox Islam, they're bringing in leftists and letting them do it so they can then take our rights. And I know most of the people, you know, in government actually don't want this to happen. Because, look, I've always been critical of police states and critical government being bad. Then they spin it that I just hate everybody in the government. No, it's the opposite. I find a lot of people in government are actually more informed and care more than the general public. But still, it's the people on top directing all this. We can't put up with this. We have to shut down the Islamic scourge. We have to shut down the trigger events that are going to be used to put a noose around our children and our children's children's necks. Do you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly, and what's really required, as you've pointed out time and time again, is positive vetting of every immigrant coming into the country and strict border controls. Without that, we are defenseless in the modern era.
And that's globalist weapon, is bringing in third world populations that they know 90% convert to their leftist ideology, and it is just a weapon being formed against us, and that's why, quite frankly, I always thought the police and military, despite their talk, would go with the globalists. They, in the last few years, have gone with the Liberty Movement. Thanks to us getting the word out, you getting the word out. Americana, the rediscovering of it, it's 1776 worldwide. It's been adopted because it's not like we're that good. It's what we were promoting is so much better than globalism. And so I really got to hand it to the military and police. Overall, they are the most receptive awake group. And I don't want to sit there and just give platitudes for no reason, but I think we have to recognize that that was somewhere I was really wrong. I saw the state's control and the globals in control as a threat, so I, by default, saw the police and military as a threat. Even though a lot of my family were police and military, but I got to say, at the end of the day, they've come through so far.
Well, yes, I have to agree with you there. And there are good elements and bad elements in no matter where you go. And certainly within government, in police organizations, in the military, in the intelligence community, I think the majority of the people there are good, solid, patriotic citizens. But there's a few who have been co-opted, and they really are wolves in sheep's clothing.
And the biggest thing that illustrates how good Trump is notice James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com, for new listeners who just tuned in, how the elite hate Trump, how they're blocking him, putting new people in. That, to me, is the real certification.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, one last thing, and we're going to go to Catherine, Carlos, Jeff, Lynn, Joe, and others. I've got to go right when this hour ends. I'm going to host a little bit with Mike Cernovich coming up. We'll soon have his own show. I'd like to invite you to host more with us as well, James, as I'm trying to develop this whole network, but I get so busy with the daily work, I never get to the launching a new thing, which can happen in the next few months. This is on InfoWars.com. The left prepares for war with new self-defense training club. This is in Chicago. These are sprouting up everywhere. And I talk to gun shop owners. Liberals are coming in. They're in the news saying, I'm buying guns to fight Trump supporters. Now, that's not good. That shows they're radicalizing. But the fact that they're trying to individually take action and individually realize that they've got to take care of themselves, isn't that, in a way, kind of like them starting to wake up at least to a certain point where they might actually then realize our point of view, or are they just too stupid?
No, I think that, by becoming gun owners, a lot of them are going to end up at shooting ranges, and they're going to be around the bedrock culture. And they may have a epiphanous moment where they realize, well, wait a minute. You know, the people I'm training alongside here are actually pretty nice folks. What am I really doing here? And I think that kind of epiphany will happen with a lot of these self-radicalizing leftists.
I agree. They're giving up faith in their God government, now going to the trenches, and in the trenches they'll find their humanity.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a correct assessment.
Powerful. The truth is powerful. It's universal. Just like life and death are great unifiers, truth is a great unifier. All we're offering is the truth, nothing more. I want to play this clip. It's on InfoWars.com. This is leftist social justice warriors tried to get funding. They got funding. They've launched autonomy, strength, and solidarity to, quote, fight the Nazis. And then I love how it's Soros and globalists and the Rockefellers funding them, and the EU is run by Juncker, whose family ran the Nazi empire. I mean, it's like they think they're fighting the Nazis. They're fighting America. Let's go to part of this clip, some of the most unintentional comedy in the galaxy.
So Haymaker is an autonomous gym that's starting up now in Chicago. The aim is to establish more networks of self-defense.
We're trying to develop self-defense skills in a political climate that's increasingly violent, especially towards marginalized peoples, people who are not in power, the poor, the oppressed.
We're invested in building material force of resistance against the rising nature of fascism in this country and obviously the longer history of white supremacy. And so we're really invested in cultivating the capacities for our bodies to be stronger, because at the end of the day, stronger people are harder to kill.
A lot of people think, like, when you learn how to fight, it's all about being aggressive and, like, learning how to, like,
fight,
you know, go start fights.
The Democrats all in Chicago went and beat everybody up. Dude, you're the ones doing the violence.
The bodily instincts to be able to react in a situation where we might be put in danger.
The bodily instincts.
We need to start developing these skills, especially as...
I'm sure throw a punch.
Against us, violence against marginalized people is only escalating.
These kids were kept in their beds. They weren't given rest mail.
We want this to be an open-facing project.
Turn it up.
And people that are affiliated with strong right-wing groups. We're trying to build a space where people who may not be accepted into this kind of heteronormative, masculine, macho culture have space for everyone to be able to learn self-defense skills.
They've never gone hiking, they never shot a gun, they've never been in a fight. That's why they want to keep your development arrested. Because I noticed the leftists are like the most insular bubble people, scared of everything.
So, yeah, we're a broad, open, public-facing, popular self-defense project.
So it's Haymaker Chai at riseup.net. We also have a Twitter, which is
so Haymaker Chai. They banned militias and guns, but now they're doing the plank, preparing for battle.
Similar projects in other cities, so we're like really invested in, beyond the kind of local context of Chicago, we think that
starting
a network of self-defense gyms.
They're in the murder capital of the world where they've taken the guns.
Would you ready dope?
Because, like, within our organizing collective, we don't necessarily have, like, we can't speak to all of the different problems, I guess, and issues that people
face. This thing is a joke. It's not a joke.
Use Haymaker as a space to organize with other groups in order to advance the broader cause, I guess, of self-defense.
Self-defense, when it's the left doing 99% of the violence. James Wesley Rawls, your comments on that.
Well, while their initial organizing efforts look kind of pathetic, and I particularly like that floral pattern on the guy's hat. Perhaps they ought to adopt that as their camouflage pattern. what's important is their ideology and their level of commitment. And it's just, I think they will use force multipliers rather than physical force. And if you look at the history of the 20th century and the use of force multipliers like explosives and electronic warfare and so on.
But I agree, these are cowards. Not these guys, but other folks. They're going to go with poison.
Yeah, I think they'll very likely use toxins. They'll use explosives. They'll use electronic warfare. They'll use any number of different means as force multipliers. And because, again, they want more bang for the buck, and they want to be absent when the police show up. So they'll be doing things with time delay or remotely.
So their base psychology is arrested development and cowardice. So everything else is going to flow out of that.
Right. And it's just a logical progression. And, there's going to be some splinter groups within Antifa that actually adopt nonviolent resistance, Gandhi style. But unfortunately, there's going to be even more splinter groups that go absolutely radical.
I agree. Let's take a few calls in the final segment with you, then more calls after that. But from their genesis, the Soros-funded fascist Antifa is a violent group of bootlicking morons looking for their coming-of-age war ritual. They want to count coup on us. They'll really be counting gravestones.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
so hot, he wouldn't even tell me over the phone what it was. We're talking about meeting people in parking garages and parks. Okay? So, but now he's given it time to cool off, and it's, I don't want to get into the details, so that they can figure out where it came from. This comes from the very policy level. We have those contacts, too, but we have to physically go get that as well, which is why I'm actually set up a D.C. office. I may have to start going to D.C. every few weeks and then doing the same stuff, sneaking around, getting in one car and getting in another. I mean, this country, we're not making a big deal or hyping stuff up here for you, folks. We're in the middle of the fight of the century. It's hardcore, and you have all made it possible. So I want to salute you all, and thank you. Mike Cernovich is coming up. Let's go to Catherine. You're on the air with James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com. Catherine in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
I just want to point out the fact that how come nobody's talking about Trump knew Comey was going to leak to the press before Comey leaked to the press? Like, everybody talks about all the tapes, but at the last part of that tweet, he said, before you start go leaking to the press, and then he admitted he did. And so no one's given Trump that credit that he already knows what's going on before it's going to happen.
Well, he's the president, so this whole surveillance state's a two-way street. And so Trump is aware of what they're doing. He's got the problem is the goods are so damning, the pedophile rings, all of it. It would kill the country and the stock market if it all came out. I say bring it all out. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But Trump is on quite a tightrope right now. James, you want to comment on that?
Well, yes, I think the Trump administration is definitely on a tightrope. They have to draw the line between absolute disclosure and national security. And a lot of what Trump is privy to and that his inner circle are privy to cannot be disclosed simply because of sources and methods, for example, coming out of the intelligence world. And if they had the situation where they pushed into a corner, they could release some very damning information that would pretty well take down the whole media conglomerate.
And what's crazy is the globalists haven't sued for peace. They are just desperately attacking, desperately pushing. That's what concerns me.
Well, yes, the media is, they're all in at this point. They are on the absolute warpath against Trump and his entire administration, and they will not quit. They will continue to hound. They will bring up the fictitious bogeyman of Russian collusion for years, because it's one of those things where you can't prove a negative. It's one of those heavy.
Yeah, when did you stop raping your wife? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, why did you rob that bank? You're like,
right. So they'll keep bringing it up, and because the mass media is essentially a unified front, they're all fifth columnists.
And doesn't that add to their false confidence that they're all lying and they're reaching new heights of lying?
Well, yeah, they're all lying. They're all lying in unison. They're all a chorus of the same lies. And it's kind of self-fulfilling, self-replicating, and self-advancing.
And here's the scariest part. I see it. There's only like five or six scripts a month written by Podesta and David Brock. I mean, that's scary to see thousands of publications so unoriginal they all re-scramble the same talking points they get word for word in mass plagiarism where they vomit in one mouth and vomit in another. James Wesley Rawls, thank you so much. We're going to come back. You got to go. Thank you so much. We're going to Carlos, Jeff, Lynn, Joe, and others, and then Mike Cernovich. Fourth hour coming up. If you spread the word about InfoWars.com, the enemy hates it. Have you done it? Let's win. Thanks, James. We'll be back. Fourth hour's right ahead.